Hey Joe, how you doing?
Good, man.
Joe, what are your early thoughts on Greg Williams so far?
Oh man, his energy is crazy. He definitely brings a different attitude. You know, he's very, very just vocal in your face, you know, and I feel like we definitely need that. We need somebody that's going to keep everybody accountable, me, Kirksey, Collins, Danny, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely going at us, you know, feeling just like everybody's on the same slate. He tells us we've been losing here for a reason, and he's here to change it. So just with all of his passion and the way he's coming at us, man, I mean, we have no choice but to turn up.
I've lost track of how many defensive coordinators you've had since being here. Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of them, obviously. But mm-hmm. What's different? And I know it's really early. You just got back here, but mm-hmm. what's different about what you sense with him?
The accountability. The making sure that, I mean, it doesn't matter when you got drafted, who you are. He's going to be in your face, and no matter what, you just gotta accept it. You got to make plays to be out there on the field, and he's going to just keep people. Like, the biggest thing is just the accountability thing of calling you out, being in your face, and there's really nothing you could do about it. Like, he just gives you that imposing thing, like, it doesn't matter who you are, it's just time for us to ball. Y'all have been losing here for a reason.
Joe, when you guys change defensive systems so often, does it really affect the secondary much?
I don't feel like cover two is always cover two. Man to man is man. Cover four is cover four. So I feel like it's been the least amount of change. It's just sometimes the terminology, but at the end of the day, the defenses are the defenses for the secondary. I feel like it's way more for the front seven.
So do you see a style of secondary changing any under Greg Williams?
We haven't even talked any strategy, any scheme yet. He's just been about attitude.
Has he challenged you? I mean, have you met with him? Has he said, this is what I want you to do for this defense?
Yeah, he's been challenging me for sure. You know, when I first got here and I met him, I went up to his office. We talked for a while, and just about my toughness and about the biggest thing was, he told me, if you didn't play through your injury, I would tell him to get you out of here. So, I mean, he was in my face off as soon as I met him.
How about, what do you even talk about yourself, John? You played hurt, but you were unhappy with the results last year, and the year before. So what do you have to do to dig back into those Pro Bowl days?
Just be healthy, you know? I mean, that's one thing that I can't control. I'm trying to control that. I feel healthy now. So as long as I feel like I'm out there being able to be healthy, just taking care of my body, that's the biggest thing. I don't feel like anything else is a factor. That's just it.
But you came into camp healthy last year, is that mm-hmm. correct? Or,
yeah.
And then you just pulled those runs.
Exactly.
Hey Joe, would you be okay with the Browns taking a big defensive stud with the number one pick?
I would be super excited if they took Miles Garrett was his name. But yeah, for sure.
What do you know about him? You watched him on tape?
Watched him on tape. He definitely I just feel like he'll be an immediate impact player, and I feel like he'll just be a guy that we could have rushing the passer for years to come.
You paying a little more attention to draft season this year, considering the Browns have two early first-round picks than maybe you might have in previous off-seasons?
Yeah, you know, not really. I usually always kind of try to pay attention to it. You know, it really doesn't matter who I want us to get. You know, I feel like Coach Sashi, everybody, they're going to figure it out. But if it was just my opinion, after that one at Miles, then they really don't care what happens.
There's another quarterback from Florida out there this year.
Man, after number one, I'm good. I mean, you just do whatever they got to do.
There's been solid edge rushers here in the past, but what would an elite one do for a defense, and what does it do specifically for a cornerback?
I mean, it helps us out a lot. You know, that timing in the quarterback's head, just that knowing he's about to get hit, being able to get there, being able to get that pressure on him, it helps out the secondary big time.
Joe, did you know about Garrett before the draft process, or did you kind of hear his name and then go do some research on him?
I heard about him before. Yeah. You know, I like college football.
When you're a guy who's been around as long as you have, 2010,
mm-hmm.
a long time, and a new guy with a big personality, Williams, comes in, you, no matter what you think, just tell yourself, I got to stay in my lane and cope with whatever he's about? Or how do you take a guy, not just a guy who's been around, but has a really strong personality?
I'm all about performance. I'm all about putting it on tape, showing it on the field. Like you said, it doesn't really matter how much money you make. And as long as you're out there making plays, then then he'll be falling in love with you. You know what I'm saying? So my biggest thing is just going out there, showing him what I could do. I like to lead by example, and my guys know that. You know, ever since I've been here, I'm not just a cussing guys out type guy. I'm just a dude that's going to lead by example, come out every day, super excited mm-hmm. about football. I love the game, just love to play, love to be out here with my dudes. So when I feel like when coaches see that, it wins them over with just loving the game and making plays. There's no other way.
Could his kind of personality and attitude be a big plus?
1,000%. I feel like it's making me excited because I feel like if he can go with us and he can come at me, then you can scream on anybody. And it's all about performance. It's all about what happens on the field. So if he's carrying it like that, that's the way we got to go. Because if people aren't making plays, you have to be held accountable for it. Myself, everyone on the defense, it really doesn't matter. Like you said, who's where you've been drafted, when what college you went to, none of that stuff matters. Because no matter who's been out there doing it, we haven't been doing a good enough job.
Have you talked to any of your dudes around the league who have played for Greg Williams to find out what he's like?
Yeah, all of them say the same thing. You know, he's very in your face. But he just wants to get after it. So, you know, they say it's going to be a little adjustment, you know. But end of the day, I'm trying to win. If he's talking about that, that's all that matters.
When you guys had your team meeting and Hugh spoke yesterday, what was his message about the kind of mindset he wants you guys to have after last season, now that you're starting new here?
Just going after it, just attacking this offseason, just everybody working to the same goal, just getting after it, you know. I mean, it's really nothing that was the worst season that we've had in a while. We've been having some bad ones, so it's just everybody got to check their ego at the door. There's no reason for us to have an ego anyway, but, you know, we just got to get ready to ball, attack this offseason, try to win some games.
Joe, how big a shock to the system is having a guy like Greg lead that meeting?
I mean, it's a shock, but that's what we need. We need somebody that's going to switch it up, change it up, tell us something, cuss us out, you know what I'm saying, scream at us, let us know that we're sorry right now and we got to do better. So, I mean, I'm excited about having him here because I feel like it's a new energy and shit, that's what we need that.
We just win the Joe Hayden mock draft. Miles Garrett.
If it was my draft, then it would be. But, you know, don't get me in trouble.
Hey, Joe, I'm sorry if you've been asked this already. How ready were you to just put last season away and move on from it?
Super. I was ready. As soon as the last game ended, I was just ready to get back into this season. I knew I was going to have my surgery, so I just wanted to get that done as soon as possible so I'd be 100% for these OTAs and off-season workouts because I'm just ready to get back to being a number one corner. I'm just ready to get back out there, ready to make some plays, ready to turn this thing around.
When you said that Greg expressed to you that had you not played hurt last year and played through your injury, you would have, you know, got you out of here. What was that eye-opening to you, considering the success that you have had in your career here?
A little bit, but, you know, I needed it. Like, I'm not really worried about that. I just feel like with my love of the game, my passion, I just want to – my thing is now I'm going to prove to him I'm the best corner in the game. That's how I look at it.
Hey, just to be clear, are you able to do everything now after at this point?
I'm good to go. Good to go. Feeling good, feeling fresh.
So you think you can still be a top tier corner in this league?
Any thoughts on the quarterback issue? There's always a quarterback issue here.
Yeah. No thoughts on the quarterbacks. Like we got Brock in there, we got Cody in there, we got Hogan in there. I don't know, whatever they got to do. I know the draft is coming up, some things are going to happen, but I'm comfortable with that. I'm super excited about the linemen we got. The offensive linemen dudes, definitely. We got some brolic guys in there. Super excited about that. I think they're really going to help us out, really going to make that, because we got to be able to control the offensive and defensive lines. So I think in free agency we did a really good job going to get those guys. And to answer your question, bro, of course, I feel like I can be the best corner in the game still. This is my 8th season. I just turned 28. I'm ready to get after it. Like, without them injuries, without the stuff, just, you know, it's been a lot. It's been tough trying to fight through it, you know. But I feel like when I'm out there healthy, man, can't nobody mess with me.
You know what?
Taking a mental toll, too?
Oh, man, you know, I got a good spirit. You know, I stay in good spirits. I stay prayed up. Everything happens for a reason. You know, setback for a comeback. That's how I always look at it. So I'm just ready to go.
You know, when you have a groin injury, you're such a proud guy, but people can't see a groin injury. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if a guy's in a cast. And so, does it bother you when people say, hey, what's wrong with Joe Hayden?
They see in the way I was running. Like, I was hoping, like, that was, I couldn't open up, couldn't run full speed. So, you know, it was just tough to be out there a little handicapped. But, you know, it is what it is. So I was trying to fight through it, trying to just do the best I could.
Good.
All right, Joe.
Good. Can you hear this in the fourth quarter last night?
Oh, look at you.